Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Visit Corregidor on Bataan in the Philippines, and there you will find a deep tunnel. Originally built to store arms and munitions, Malinta Tunnel was also a stronghold. It was a safe haven where the bombs and shrapnel of the enemy couldn't penetrate. It served as a hospital, a haven for wounded soldiers, as well as headquarters for General Douglas MacArthur and the American and Filipino troops. Go to Saipan, and there in the rocks you will also find strongholds, cut from the rock where there was relative safety. Again, should you go to Europe, you'll find the same thing. Strongholds in mines, caves, tunnels, and the rocks. Strongholds, though, are not modern inventions. One of the most elaborate was Masada, built by Herod the Great on a rocky prominence overlooking the Dead Sea. Taken by zealots during the Jewish revolt, it became virtually impregnable, at least for 3 years until the Romans built siege ramps. An interesting observation. The strongholds of history eventually were overrun and destroyed. And now you visit them with a guide and read the plaques telling how they were eventually overcome by the enemy. The fact is, nonetheless, that strongholds are important. They give you immediate security and protection. They allow you to sleep at night without fear of what may happen to you or your children. During the 7 years he hid as a fugitive from Saul, David, the man whom God had chosen to be king, hid in strongholds in the Negev, which was a burning, desolate waste that offered little protection from the sun, from thirst and drought, and even more importantly, from his enemies. During those years of desperation, David learned firsthand that safety is not the absence of danger, but the presence of the Lord. Repeatedly, David referred to the Lord as his stronghold, his tower, his fortress. In Psalm 18, we find these words, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge." He talks of death all about him and the distress which vexed his soul, and then records, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help." In a rather lengthy discourse, David told how he endured because God gave him ultimate victory. Nahum, writing when Nineveh, one of the great cities of the ancient world, was crumbling, said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him." You will never know or understand that God is a refuge until you run to him, until you throw yourself on his mercy, until you beat on the door of heaven and say, "Take me in, I need your protection and help." Far too many stand outside the door, debating the strength of the walls, wondering if they're good enough, or even thinking, "Hey, I can handle this on my own." If someone was chasing you with a weapon, and the person was getting closer and closer, would you stand outside the walls of a rock-solid fortress guarded by soldiers armed to the teeth and wonder if the fortress was strong enough to survive? Yes, you may be thinking, "That worked for David, but I don't know if it would work for me." So how do you know? Until you try. Never have I heard someone honestly say, "I threw myself on the Lord and he pushed me away. He told me I wasn't good enough." I doubt that you'll be the first. A closing thought. Most strongholds have massive towering doors. The refuge God provides is entered by kneeling. There's never quite enough time when I chat with you on Guidelines. If today's program, though, has spoken to a need that you have in your life, may I suggest first, go to Psalm 18 in the Old Testament and read it in light of what you're facing. That's Psalm 18. Then enter God's stronghold. I'm Harold Sala. You've just heard Guidelines for Living.